Democrats across Pennsylvania have a new party leader. Nancy Patton Mills was elected this past Saturday as chairwoman of the state Democratic Committee. She's the former head of the Allegheny County Democratic Party and replaces Marcel Groen, who resigned in February. Governor Tom Wolf urged Groen to step down following controversial comments regarding sexual harassment allegations against some Democrats in the state. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald about the role Patton Mills will play in this year's elections.
Oh, I think it very positive, and I think this was something for the governor that he was very interested in. And I think he has a lot of confidence in Nancy Patton Mills. She's done a great job. They've seen the numbers over the last 4 or 5 years, whether it's judicial races, some of the Connor Lamb race that was most recently with Allegheny County really leading the way in areas that weren't traditionally Democratic voted areas. So I think the governor has a lot of confidence in her, and we're certainly looking forward to her leadership as state chair.
You mentioned Governor Wolf. He obviously was not happy with Marcel Groen. Do you think that this will address some of his concerns about mixed messages, controversial comments to the media regarding sexual harassment, including in the Democrat elected officials across the state, or at least in part of the state?
Well, the governor's been very, very strong on that issue going way back, even before it became more of a national issue over the last couple of years. Not just on that issue, but I think on a lot of issues, Chairwoman Mills has been a leader politically on around good government, and good government certainly means all the things that the governor was concerned about. I think the Democratic Party wants to be unified with the governor's race this year, with the U.S. Senate race this year, with all the congressional races that are up across the state. So there's a lot of important federal and state races that are on the ballot this year, and I think he wanted a strong team to lead that.
I want to ask you about the role of the state chair. You have people at the top of the ticket, Senator Casey, Governor Wolf. Is it as much important to them, or is it more races down the line for state house, state senate, whereas the upper tier races sort of have their own campaign strategies?
Well, I think a little bit of both. Obviously, the down ballot races don't get the attention that the governor and the U.S. Senate races will get. But I think having a popular governor and a popular U.S. senator, in which Casey and Wolf both are, will be very helpful to other folks. And I think what the chair will try to do is have a consistent message around jobs, around economic growth, around health care, around education, pocketbook issues that are important to people. And I think what the state party wants to do is make sure that their message is consistent with the candidates at all levels, at the top of the ticket, all the way down ballot.
Some pundits, some Democrat officials themselves have said want to take advantage of what they perceive a growing anti-Trump sentiment in Pennsylvania, which did vote for Donald Trump in 16. How critical is 2018 toward doing that?
Well, first of all, I would caution candidates to just run against the administration. I think you've got to come out with a pro-growth, pro-jobs, a positive agenda. You just can't be running against they're no good, they're bad, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You want to have things that are going to be positive for the folks that are going to vote for you. How are you going to improve the lives of the people that you're asking to vote for you?
How do you expect the approach of Chair Patton Mills to be different from the previous chair, Marcel Groen?
One thing I've seen with Nancy, she's really good at reaching out. She's been also extremely good at kind of reaching, I will call it, the next generation of voters, the younger voter, the millennial, that we see becoming more active. Often in off-year elections, it is the seniors who vote in higher numbers than people under the age of 30. That's changed over the last year. We have seen a younger, more active voter. And I think what Chair Mills has always been able to do, I've seen her do that really well in Allegheny County, is reach out to those various groups. And I think she's really been good at bringing all those folks together.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.